We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Saturday Telegraph. Top trauma surgeon Valerie Malka is appealing to politicians, magistrates and judges to put the focus back on victims of road trauma. In her position as chair of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons Road Trauma Advisory Committee, she's calling for action from the state government too. Last week, Dr. Malka worked frantically for 11 hours at Liverpool Hospital on a teenage boy hit by a van despite being told his head injuries were unsurvivable. 17-year-old Adam Goss had also suffered catastrophic pelvic, chest and vascular injuries, the horrifying result of the van crashing into him as he walked down a Casula street on January 7, but tragically he passed away. And if you want to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. The scramble for properties near the beach is being fuelled by the landlocked wealthy from inner Sydney suburbs and North Shore. Properties in some coastal pockets are now commanding prices nearly 40% higher than before the pandemic, an increase of hundreds of thousands. And real estate pundits expect the call of the sea to bring further waves of cashed-up buyers over the year ahead, as those working from home swap inner city locations for the coast. Many of the suburbs and areas attracting buyers are near beaches further from the CBD, according to a realestate.com.au report provided exclusively to the Daily Telegraph. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Third time could be a charm for Sophie Monk, who's announced engagement number 3 to her beau of 2 years, Joshua Gross. The 41-year-old revealed the news on Instagram with an accompanying photo of a loving Gross, her giant diamond engagement ring clearly on display. The announcement comes exactly 12 years since the Love Island host notched her first engagement to US rocker Benji Madden. The pair split several months later. Monk then became briefly engaged to a French-born millionaire, along with a stint on The Bachelorette before meeting her future husband, a medical supply executive, on a long-haul flight. And to cricket, Marnus Labuschagne has declared he won't be changing his quirky ways after breaking a year-long century drought on a gritty first day against India at the Gabba. The fight for the Border Gavaskar trophy hangs in the balance after Labuschagne's 108 runs helped Australia recover from a shaky start yesterday to finish 5 for 274 at stumps on day one of the series deciding test. It was the Queensland batsman's first test century since the 2020 New Year test against New Zealand in Sydney, and Labuschagne unwittingly found himself at the centre of controversy last week following a television commentary gaffe involving Australian cricketing legends Shane Warne and Andrew Symonds. That's your headlines from the Saturday Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.